Welcome. This is Winning at Life. Yeah, live financial talk radio. That's my
live
financial talk radio voice.
Like Sunday. Reverend Rich takes a motorcycle and jumps and high fives the devil.
Hey, this is Financial News Talk Radio. If you want to join the conversation, we're here. Give us the questions. Test us. Get the phone. Make the call. 504-260-0995.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. If you didn't remember that phone number, that's okay. We have an app for that. Download the Winning at Life app. You can give us a call or send a text via the Winning at Life app. And actually, one of our highlight segments from Saturday's show that I want to review tonight was from a text. Norman Covington sent in a text and was asking about the best way to pass on all these rental properties to her kids and stuff. So we'll get to that. I also have another highlight I want to review. And this is pending if we have a bazillion calls and we talk to you instead. That's fine, too. But John in Pascagoula got a question that we've been getting a lot as of late because taxes are on sale. And he has a big old 401k and he wants to convert it, at least some of it, to a Roth. How can he go about doing that? So we got a couple of topics coming up right there. Did you have anywhere you wanted to start? Because we had pre-show conversation. You walked in right as the theme started. I love it when you do that.
Oh, well, we spoke about 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, so I figured you'd be here. But
oh, man, I was like starving.
Where'd you go?
After the office. No, I haven't been anywhere. Get to the house.
Uh-huh.
Opened a bottle of Cabernet.
Because that's food.
Liquid food. Yeah. But it didn't solve. It was to help the relax, you know, just bring it down a level. But peanut butter and crackers, you know, get a box of saltine crackers out.
That's what you had for dinner?
No, that's not dinner. That was my snack.
Okay.
Dinner I'm going to do after the show.
Oh.
Tonight normally. But, you know, we were reviewing the conference room for our lunch and learns. And so I ran a little bit late at the office, but I was like starving. So we didn't have dinner yet, the wife and I. And so it was good old peanut butter and saltine crackers. You've done that before.
Yeah, but you just pulled up. Are you coming from work?
No. You heard me.
Getting some out the truck?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You have the worst schedule ever.
I know. And Gwendolyn, you know, one of my employees was discussing that, some of the things you're wanting me to review. And she said, well, you know, I can't remember. I'll define it as you were getting a little worked up, like this stuff is needing to be reviewed. And I said, well, one thing about it, James understands my schedule. So I don't know what you're discussing with her. That's, I guess, between you and her in that case. However, I enjoyed that. I don't know what we're going to do for dinner after the show. But back to the lunch and learns, you know, on the 25th, we have the estate planning lunch and learn, and it's in, where is it going to be? It's in Metairie, Louisiana, in the office building where my office is, but you're not coming into my office. We have an annex room that we use for the lunch and learns. You know, it's non-threatening. Nobody's selling you anything. Wes Blanchard is going to go over some of the things you need to understand about doing a will, whether or not you need a trust, what kind of trust would you use? You know, how does succession / probate go? So you understand how that works. My involvement is I'm kind of on the back end of that, but is why when you're moving into retirement phase, whether it's business and wanting to tie in financial planning, getting financial advice, building assets, how does that tie in with estate planning? And that's kind of how do those two worlds merge and why it's good to have two people that are on the same page working with you on. So you get a little bit of both worlds there. And if you've not heard me talk, you'll get to meet me and it'll be a brief introduction because we're doing this from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock. Wes is doing more of the conversation. I'm doing less of it. But estate planning is huge. It's even worth the drive. And I'll say, as far as what I understand, Wes is licensed. He's passed the bar in Louisiana and he's passed the bar in Mississippi. So I don't know that that matters. But that's what we're doing at the office. Now, if you want to attend, and guess what? Lunch is on us. It's a box lunch, something to drink, and it's a learning session, 1 hour. It starts at noon, so you'll need to be there when you RSVP. They'll tell you, and you really don't need to bring anything. We're going to have you little notebooks, going to have you something to write with, and there's going to be handouts. We're not doing PowerPoint or anything. It's just real small classroom, 16 people is the max number of attendees that we have. So it's kind of a little more like 101, but it's a small personalized group. And if you want to attend, you just simply call the office 504-832-9200 or email info@gregoryricks.com. Or go to the website and request the lunch and learn. I don't know if we have a tab or anything for it. Just go in there. You know, when people want that book on tax-free income, they know where to go, don't they?
Anywhere. Coming out the woodwork all of a sudden.
Because I tell you what, we get a lot of requests for the book every day. So
get
that's another
text,
thing.
Get emails, get phone calls, the little site chat.
I don't know. I might could touch on that a little bit at that event. But I won't spend much time on it. But however, if you want to start a conversation about creating tax-free income in retirement, I was going over Nicholas's plan that he's one of the advisors on my team, and he's putting $1,000 a month away for 30 years, and his plan is all done. So his objective is $1,000 a month, 30 years, because he's age 30, so 60. I guess maybe his target retirement time's what, 60 then?
I guess so.
In that case.
Clock's ticking.
Now, as well, in his 401k, he is maximizing the Roth opportunity there, and he's contributing, well, his income's kind of high, but he's doing the backdoor Roth also, because he doesn't have any traditional IRA accounts.
Is that right?
So you kind of look at most of his focus on retirement is tax-free income. But okay, the max funding plan, he's put $1,000 a month away. So in 30 years, because we reviewed it the other day when the plan and the numbers were finalized, and it's $73,000 a year in change in year 31 that he'll be turning on income from.
No taxes.
No taxes. Putting $1,000 a month away, and then he turns on $73,000 a year in income.
And there's no reason the math couldn't be the same if you're like 40 and you retire at 70.
So that's 360,000 in, right?
Okay.
That's the math. And he's somewhere around 1.8 million out, as he said. I don't remember the exact number. I should, but I don't. But we were talking about a lot of things, but he was just kind of showing me his numbers. And it's around 1.8, 1.9 million out from that. That's pretty good difference.
And that comes
so
down.
So 360 in. 1.8. So let's say, okay, he put in after tax dollars. Yeah. Okay. So he's kind of netting out 1.4, 1.5 untaxed income that's generated from that. Plus, we hadn't even calculated. I didn't ask him what his calculations were on his Roth projections into the mix as well. But you can kind of say he's 30 putting away, maxing his 401k, which in 2018, that number was 18,000. In 2019, you can max with 19. And in our work relationship, he also has a side entity like you do as well. So he's putting money in a SEP and maximizing that. So he's putting upwards of 50,000 a year away besides the max funding that he's doing 1,000 a month on. So you just do the math of that if he did that for 30 years. But you can say he's got a six-figure income, a tax-free income at age 30.
60.
But starting at age 30.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
And he goes for 30 years. Yeah, he has a six-figure income, and it's going to be a bunch more. I'm just saying because the max funding is 73,000 and change a year, and he's putting in a bunch in the Roth as well. So what would that be? He's going to be well over 100,000 a year. Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
So I can stop worrying about Nick
so
much.
I had a me back then.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. That'd be like, geez, where was that? It's going to just whole different world. Computers were like 30 years ago for me was like newbie stuff. You know, we were using DOS. It's like, The internet wasn't even there yet. If it was, it took you 5 minutes to do something, to send a grid, whatever. It was just so slow. And I remember the first time I had heard about that, I was like, and they were talking about some potential of it, but they said, gosh, it's just so slow. Well, heck, that's the way rotary phones used to be. You know, what you didn't want to have is a phone number with a lot of zeros,
right,
back in the day. And then all of a sudden that changes. And now I don't even, you
do it
on the phone. You can do a touch screen, but otherwise I'm like, hey Siri. And
you just activate everyone's phone when you do that, don't you?
No, it's got to recognize. Well, unless mine just only recognizes my voice. I tried it with my wife's phone and it doesn't do anything.
Let me see. Hey Siri, call the office. Yeah, it didn't work. Okay. Well, good. Then maybe you didn't trigger everybody's phone.
But you just see how stuff evolves over time and with the technology that we have and the research we can do, algorithms to figure stuff out, to do better planning, better advice, better guidance.
Well, then think 30 years in the future that all these tax-free distributions that Nick's going to have on his plan, they're just going to be embedded into chip in his head. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
This is Winning at Life, live financial talk radio. Here's the phone number. What do you want to talk about? Your Roth IRA? The IRA and Roth contribution amounts changing? How to do a backdoor Roth? You know, conversation needs to be more and more about taking advantage of our low tax brackets, because I think this is the lowest we're going to see in our lifetime. Because there's a movement about, if you watch the news, political news, or even business channels, there's conversations out there about taxes going up. And I heard Varney in a discussion with somebody this morning talking about, they're thinking that taxes, he says, look, I think taxes are going, I can't do the British accent. I have trouble with my own accent, but he just thinks that some way, he says, corporate taxes are going up, individual, something. You know, he was saying there's somewhere something's changing in the next couple of years. Well, I don't think it's going to be on the individual, and I don't think it's going to be on the lower and middle or upper middle class, and I don't think it's going to be on the corporate side. With that said, these tax brackets are in place for about 8 more years unless Congress and all them get together and say, we're not waiting. We're just going to go ahead and bump it or rearrange things. But as it stands now, we've got a little less than 8 years until it reverts back to what it was, because what we received on our individual is not permanent. But so we've got a discount right now. And if you think you're going to be paying taxes more, you need to start thinking about how can I put money to work that ends up streaming me income in the future, or I have access to money for whatever you need, and it's going to come out untaxed. How can I do more of that? And we can talk about it on the show here. The show number is 504-260. Get the phone, make the call, 504-260-0995.
Steve Homa, you're on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. What can we do for you, Steve?
James, having just made 65 and us talking on occasion, I have a point about interest rates in regard to what would be my best interest. Having not made my appointment with you yet, CDs right now you can get at a bank for about 3%, okay? And then the compounded monthly. And then I'm not aware of y'all fixed annuities or index annuities that y'all we'd be talking about. So, are those particular annuities fixed or indexed, do they make more interest than 3%? Because I'm looking to maximize my standing before I get to y'all. I have about 130 in a traditional IRA that's making 2.72, and then I have about 70,000 in a Roth that's 2.72, and I just did that. I'm hoping not to bind my money up.
Well, how many years are you doing that for now?
It's going to be for 5, Greg.
Okay. Well, we're seeing some rates that range from 3.5% to 4%. I think we might still be getting some 4% on the 5-year. I call them CD annuities, but they're called, the technical name is multi-year guarantee annuity, but we're getting a rate fixed for a 5-year period.
Yes, so y'all rate is 5-year, like I'm dealing with 5-year here. Yeah. But annuity has those benefits of just possibly getting away the the deferred charge in the first 5 years. You know, I'd actually be helping myself if I get an annuity, I think, than I would a CD in regard to, like, getting an annuity started.
Oh, you're talking about its tax-deferred growth.
Yes, sir. I'm
versus
sorry.
A CD at the bank 1099 you every year on the
interest. And I'm sorry, Greg, I can barely hear you all, Ben.
Is my mic working okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the annuity grows tax deferred unless you're taking that out as a distribution. You could on if you're treating it as a CD, but right. Otherwise you're growing tax deferred. And if you are rate shopping at the end of the 5 years, you could end up going into another annuity if it was, say, with another company, and you can do a 1035 exchange and keep that untaxed growth at bay also.
And that's my point, Gregory, is to be able to keep that Roth money at an untaxed growth, that would be still available in a fixed or an indexed annuity product?
Absolutely. They qualify as traditional IRAs, as Roth, as non-qualified account, like savings money at the bank. And if you're looking for a little bit longer term view on annuities, one thing is to think about is indexed linked or interest linked investing, to where you're doing an index strategy where you always have a floor, but you have the opportunity for more upside possibility without being correlated to market risk.
Yes, sir. And Gregory, if you'd allow me just one more question. I inherited some money. Okay, let's say I got about $50,000-$60,000. Now I have this Roth IRA here that's been separate. It's been going on for a long time. Now I have the inheritance money in a separate account, not mixed with community property or anything. So that's still inheritance money, right? Correct?
Right. Okay. Right. That's not a legal opinion, but if you've kept it separate and not made it a part of the community, you've done good.
Because I think traditionally we know that would be hot false. Now, in that regard, God bless America, we just got the Roth maximum retirement deduction. I think you can go $7,000 a year now.
Yeah, 50 plus. It went up to $7,000.
Because I'm 65, I'm getting there, and getting my little 65-year-old discounts from seniors over there at Taco Bell and everything. What happens is, can I start in some way a new Roth with just that inheritance money, and it still be inheritance instead of community property? Is that something we can? That's kind of a tough one.
Yeah,
a new Roth.
Well, he's wanting to shift the money from that to Roth. And let's just say you're wanting to take $5,000 a year out of $50,000. Let's just make it simple math for the listeners here. Let's just say you inherited $50,000 and you're saying, well, I would like to shift $5,000 of that every year
in a Roth
into a Roth because I have the earned income to do that. So we have to have earned income for that money to go over.
Yep.
Inherited money just can't convert over to Roth. So, oh, you inherited it. It's fine. Roll it over. No, it doesn't work that way. Now, if you have that paperwork trail, and this is not legal guidance, but that would seem to work because you've not added it to community property, and there's a trail of that money moving from that unqualified to being shifted to that. I think that would work, but I would
probably give
Wes a call and verify.
Yes, sir. And Gregory, in that regard, the purpose would be, of course, to keep the inheritance money separate in a Roth, if possible, as opposed to the community property one in that regard. And so I am working. Like I say, I'll try to keep working. Well, I'll probably keep working until I was 70 or over. So I do make enough income to get that $7,000 in there. But what we're saying is I'd have to keep a separate paper trail maybe, huh?
that would ensure it. But when it moves into community is when you've actually used it and you moved it into an account with another person's name on it. Example of being having your spouse on the account, it moves from that separate inherited to community property, or you use the money to buy a house, which is part of the community there. So you got to look at what is your use of the money. Is it correlating to the community, or are you keeping it separate? That's how I understand it. And, you know, once again, I talked to Wes earlier. There was something, you know, in some compliance documents and the word affiliated came up. So I asked Wes, I said, well, Wes is an attorney. I'm going to ask him what he thinks affiliated means, you know, the legal language. So him and I speak throughout the day about different things. And that's why I would flat out lean on him to verify that this is the right way to go about this. And Wes Blanchard of WJ Blanchard Law is an estate planning attorney.
Well, being a little adventurous here, could Steve get this money into a non-deductible IRA and maybe do a backdoor conversion to get it into a Roth, you know, because the contribution limits are higher? Would that
That's
speed
a good
up?
One.
No, well, the contributions aren't any higher. It's just...
Oh, is it still 7,000 too?
Yeah, it's 7,000.
Oh, never mind.
So it's just, only way, reason he knew backdoor is if his household income was more than 203,000 a year.
Right.
So otherwise, you sound like you're good shape on that.
I've been working, and of course, recommending y'all and have people more and more. We listen to you, and I just got to find a way to make an appointment and get this done, because all I have to do is fine tune and get that income stream plan. Like, Tim, here it is. This is what you got. And that's why I just got to get over there and shut yeah. things down and do it.
Well, that's what we can do on the guided planning system, show you where you are and where you're headed and what it looks like, to give you a good idea if you are going to make it where intended.
If you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, call Gregory, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Hey, you can join the conversation. Got two more segments here. This is Winning at Life. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. We do this every evening at 7 o'clock, and it's live radio, 504-260-0995. If you'd like to text us, email us, or listen to us on the stream, grab our podcasts, you can do so through the Winning at Life app. It'll be your wallet's favorite app, as James says so often. Yeah, just simply go to your app store and type in Winning at Life, and there to be a free download. You can use it to reach out to us to ask for this book I've been telling everyone about that you might want to get a copy of. A friend of mine wrote it. He's an actuary, and it's a conversation about creating tax-free income. I wrote the foreword on the book, and actually, it's a really good read for an actuary. Not a long read. Take you an hour and a half, something like that.
It was like 130 pages.
Yeah, it's not a bad read, but it's about something that we want to learn more about, and that's growing our money and creating tax-free income. So, and it's a book, not some electronic thing I'm going to email you. It's a book. I've already bought them. I'm going to pay the postage, and I'll mail it to you. You just simply have to request it. You can do so through the app, or you can email info@gregoryricks.com, or simply go to the website and the office number, and you can do a number of things through this office number. You can call my office and say, hey, I want to come in and take a look at the guided planning system, find out where I'm at, and get a second opinion. Or you can sign up for the Lunch and Learn estate planning event coming up, or you can request the book, and let's get the conversation started on creating tax efficient income. 504-832-9200.
All right, a highlight call from the weekly wrap covering what we've already talked about on the show a couple times, and it's been a hot topic as of late. John in Pascagoula, converting that 401k to a Roth. John Pascagoula, you're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. Hey, John, how can we help you?
First, I want to say thank you to the Total Wealth Authority. James, Gregory, you've answered many of my questions in the past, and I sure appreciate all the great information I've got. So, okay, I have a 401k. I right now do not have a large income, around $7,000 a year. I want to convert some of that 401k to Roth IRA while my tax liability is low. How much can I take out at one time? Is there a minimum? I will pay taxes on that if so, if it's required by the amount of income with that added on. And that's my question.
Okay, well, we're talking about managing tax brackets here. So, John, your income's about $7,000 a year?
Yep.
Okay, that's 7000. I didn't misunderstand it. So you're in the lowest tax bracket. Now, how much is in this 401k that you're wanting to do some conversions on?
Around $80,000.
Around $80,000. So if you're trying to stay, say, and are you married, single?
Single.
Okay, single. So if you're trying to keep it in the 12% tax bracket, that's $9,701 through $9,701 through $39,475. So if you're trying to stay in that tax bracket, you could probably get this done in the next 3 years by doing so much a year. If you're trying to stay inside the 22% tax bracket with your standard deduction, you might be able to get it all done because you don't jump into the, remember, we're a progressive tax. So as you bump up, you're adding on more tax to the next layer. So the 22% bracket is $39,476 to $84,000. So I like strategic Roth conversions, and that's tax bracket management and doing it over a few years. So you've got an opportunity to shift this money at lower tax bracket. Are you going to have more income at some point in the future?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
You don't have any other income sources turning on in the future that would ramp up your tax bracket?
Not until I'm in my 60s. I'll have a state retirement and Social Security.
Okay, so it is ramping up. So this is your window to do that over the next few years before that, and you can do tax bracket management. As a single person, you know, it's kind of tough to get it in that 10% bracket because that's where you're at with $7,000 income, because 10% is zero to $9,700. But you have a good shot at managing it through the 12% bracket. Congrats.
And when you're doing a conversion, there's no 10% penalty for early withdrawal. That's a conversion. It's different, right?
It's a conversion. Absolutely. Does it matter the age that you're doing the conversion?
All right.
There we go. We're back live now. Gotten that a lot lately, haven't we?
We have. You know, probably one of the most three parts to growing Roth money, tax-free money. For a Roth, it's time. You know, one thing of thinking about it is if you averaging, let's just use simple math, 7.2% average annual return, hypothetically. Why? Because in 10 years, your money doubles. So one thing I mentioned the other day is if you took 10 years to accumulate $100,000, 10 years, you know, if you're contributing under 50 and up, but it's used to under 50, which is what now? $6,000 a year. So 10 years at 60,000 with some growth. And okay, you've gotten it. Let's just say you got it to 100,000, but you didn't contribute any more after that. So averaging 7.2, doubling every 10 years. So at year 20, you've gone to 200,000. If you started doing this, say when you're 30, so that takes you to age 50, you've got 200,000. Then you do it again, defer it. 200,000 goes to 400,000
at age 60.
Okay. Now, maybe you're retiring or moving into that phase, but we're not going to start income from that block yet. We're going to let it roll 10 more years. So now your 400,000 goes to $800,000. And if, let's say you're just going to stream 5% off of that, you've got 40,000 a year in tax-free income. So what I gave you an example of is what makes Roth really work. It's the magic of compounding coupled with time, and that money's going to be tax free. So we just gave you a scenario where you put up $100,000 and you ended up with $800,000. Hypothetically, that is some magic money, and it doesn't have to be, well, I can't, you know, I'm going to need more than that. Well, yeah, I'm sure you will, but why not have 800,000 of your money be tax-free? And you don't have to be at 30. You could do it, start it when you're now 40. You're 40? Okay, well, let's start having a conversation about that. How can we get that going? And well, I've got, and it could be a conversation. Okay. Yeah. I'm maxing that, but I still have some extra money. Well, maybe we should talk about our max funding program, another program where there is no income limit to put money away to create tax-free income down the road, where we use a borrowing method to create the tax-free income and wash it later. What we have too much focus on is putting money away pre-tax, growing it tax-deferred, and then taking it out as tax-free income. I don't know. I get going on a tangent there. That call just got me going about that. But that's, I can't emphasize it enough. We don't talk about it every show, and I guess it'd get boring if did, but this is important stuff.
Now, what's
with taxes, they're going up. And if AOC becomes president, she wants those making $10 million a year to pay more. Well, the thing is, there's not many people making incomes of $10 million a year. You know, hell, these people that make a lot of money, you probably have said, well, what about Bill Gates and Warren Buffett? They make a lot of money. They don't have taxable income at that level. They built companies and have massive stock holdings they've held for more than a year. They're taxed at 20% on the sale of that stock. They're not getting hit at 39.5%. They're not getting hit at 70% progressively.
All right. If you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, 504-260-0995. 504-260-0995. We're going to do some numbers next. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Winning at Life. Money, the money show, money power. I'm starting a green movement, James. Greenbacks, more of them.
Greenbacks?
Yeah, that's what they used to call American money.
Okay.
I don't know what they call it now.
I thought maybe it was a
minor league
baseball team or something.
Greenbacks.
Okay.
Green. All our money used to be green, and then they got creative and put some colored ink in the printing presses. And, you know, we have various colors, but it's still green.
Yeah, did they have the sissy?
My movement is green. I want to be a part of the green movement, and that's to grow our money and keep more of it. 504-260-0995 is the number to join the conversation. We'll talk about Social Security, 401k, Rothing, tax-free money, Medicaid. You know, we had a conversation the other day. And actually, we had a caller regarding that also about, you know, why should I set up a trust? Is it for Medicaid planning? And I had a conversation with a couple the other day about this as well. And I'll just throw this out there and kind of say, you know, we've got a vocable trust that in a year is going to convert to an irrevocable trust. I thought that was interesting, the timing. I said, does it have anything to do with you dying? No. It doesn't. Maybe we shouldn't have it convert to that because, you know, we heard about the Benson story. That didn't go too well.
Yikes.
For him. Well, I don't know. It's kept it all pretty private. So it obviously went well from that point because have you heard anything about it or anything? And nobody from the families talked. So when that was settled, must have been non-disclosures on everything because nobody's ever mentioned anything. So very interesting. However, what I talked to them about is because when we look at their pension income and Social Security and stuff, and their income's like 70,000-80,000 a year. And I said, you know, once again, if you're trying to put away assets like the house, the gold bar, the savings account, the cars, and where it's removed from you that you don't own it no longer because the trust owns it, you know, Medicaid has a 5-year look back. I said, you've got to show up poor for Medicaid to pay the long-term health care facility. And if that's your purpose, saying, yeah, I want to show up poor and I don't care how stinky it is, I just want somebody else to pay for it. That's got to want to be their bad. With that said, I said, you're making, you know, some this income range, and I'm not giving their income range, but it just say it's 70 to 80,000 a year. I said that's going to be difficult for you to show up poor with that kind of cash flow. And I said, oh, and yeah, and these Roths, and they have a lot of Roth money too, and they have some IRAs.
Maybe you should and pay I for said, your own care.
And I said, and he, and that's what, you know, really what is coming. They're trying to figure out the purpose of something be irrevocable. And of course, and I said, look, this is just conversation here. I'm not the attorney regarding that. But if you were thinking about that look back, I just don't see how you show up there as poor. And besides, we don't want to show up poor. We want to have the income. We want to have the asset so we can pay for the place where we go out in the lifestyle we're accustomed to. It's not how can we go out in the most demeaning way possible. How can we go out in the lifestyle we're accustomed to? That's kind of the conversations I like to have and be more about that. And then sometimes it shifts to where we're having discussions with family and the elderly parent, surviving parent is like, you know, how can we protect this money and avoid this and that? And sometimes I've had the conversation is you and your brothers need to prepare yourself for some of this money being spent because it is her money and it's there to take care of her. There's none of this work around so the government paid for it. That's where some of the conversation shifts to, well, why do we have to pay for that? Because you're the one in the facility or your mom's the one in the facility. Who else is going to pay for it? It's how it works.
People just, oh, I'm responsible for my own expenses. That's yeah. So weird.
Well, and then we're having the conversation about mom's money that's there for to take care of her. And they're like, oh, how do we protect that?
You don't. It's not yours. You don't.
It's her money to take care of her or him in that case. It's just a matter of thinking, and that's one reason we want to make sure we do accumulate money, works for us, and it's there when we need it. It's part of creating that margin. You don't want just enough to retire on. You need some extra, and it still needs to grow somewhat in retirement. Why? We may need extra that we don't realize. And we call that margin. Create margin in your life.
Now, I got a quick story before we do the numbers here, Gregory. A 94-year-old man, his name's Bill. He got a call one day from a guy that said, hey, congratulations, you just won the Mega Millions lottery. You're winning $15.5 million and a 2014 Mercedes. This story's from a couple years back. They're not going to give you a 5-year-old car. Well, Bill's gotten these scam calls all the time. Didn't think anything of it. Sure. I'll send you the taxes because, you know, they're telling him you got to pay the $50,000 to cover the taxes on your winnings and then we'll get you the check. But he never sent it to him. So they called back, Bill, you don't want your money? It's actually gone up. It's $72 million now. He goes, oh, sure. I'll get you tax money in just a minute. And then hangs up on him. Bill's been around the block. But this guy keeps calling back. The guy with the funky accent keeps calling back. And it ended when he threatened Bill's wife, Linda. Said there's going to be a sniper's bullet going through your house and whatever. So Bill called some of his old friends because Bill is Bill Webster, the guy who used to be the head of the CIA under Jimmy Carter and then the FBI under Ronald Reagan. So the FBI tracked this guy down pretty quick. He's some 29-year-old out of Jamaica. But he's just scamming people, and he tried to scam the former head of the CIA and FBI. So, hey.
That is hilarious.
The good team wins sometimes. There you go.
The number.
All right, welcome to the number segment. This is where we give you a snapshot of what happened in the financial world while you were out winning at life today. Follow along on the exact same charts and graphs we're referencing today. Go to winningatlife.com or download the Winning at Life app. There's a little numbers section there. All right, so, hey, it's not so bad, Gregory. I mean, the short sheet's a little mixed, but all three of our indices, major indices, wound up in the green. And since this is Wednesday, we're on pace for what would be, what's that, 6, 7, 8 up weeks in the Dow in a row. But the Dow is up 117 points, so about 0.5%, 25,543. And then that put us about, what, 1,200, 1,300 away from the record? S&P was up 0.3%. NASDAQ was basically flat. It was up 0.1%.
10-year treasuries, 1/32nd change I'm showing here. We're at 2.699. Yeah, I know it dropped a little bit. I want to see the yield move the other way, but that's not happening right now. Crude oil inching its way up. We're at $54.18 a barrel of crude. Brent crude, $63.94 a barrel. You know, it's that sweet stuff.
It tastes a lot better, yeah.
It tastes a lot better. It's not like that heavy crude that comes out of Venezuela. They're trying to find somebody else to work through that heavy stuff.
Ours is pretty heavy,
isn't it? We're kind of having a problem doing it for them now here in the U.S. Gold, $1,311.50. So, yeah, it's moved down a little bit. Silver, $15.58 per ounce.
You know, I always find days like this fascinating when the short sheet is almost a perfect mix of green and red. You can tell the market's totally at work today. But if you go look at the earnings reports that are coming in, I don't know why they're not getting trumpeted more. We're beating expectations across the board here. And the actual corporate profits are looking pretty promising here, Gregory. I wasn't this optimistic when the year started, but I think my positivity's turning up, seeing as all the profits, all the beats, MGM beats, you know, Cisco beats.
Globally, things may well be slowing, and some of the companies that are affected globally might be having some earnings issues, but things are looking pretty good here.
All right, tell them about your day job.
I am a money manager, financial advisor, fiduciary. Yes, the F word, fiduciary. If you're looking to continue a conversation on about your personal situation, where are you on the path? Where are you headed? Might you reach the destination you're seeking? Call my office and let's have an extended conversation. 504-832-9200, gregoryricks.com.
You're home away from the show, winningatlife.com and the Winning at Life app, absolutely free app. You can go download that thing, listen to all of our shows live or all of our podcasts on demand. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.